I, as a philosopher, have no will to believe. I, as a philosopher, live in the awareness of my absolute self and amazingly shares it easily and cogently. I, as a philosopher, have no will to believe. I, as a philosopher, live in the awareness of my absolute self, and amazingly, I share it cogently. It's fantastic what we can do when we put causes in motion in our life. It's fantastically what we can do when we put forth the effort to accomplish our desires and our dreams. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Philosophy, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I, as a philosopher, have no will to believe. Now that statement seems to be a little bit redundant. I, as a philosopher, live in the awareness of my absolute self, and amazingly, I share it cogently. And of course, the word amazingly doesn't really fit there, does it? The word might better be, I joyously, and joyously I share it, not amazingly. Because amazingly means I am surprised. Joyously means that it is my purpose, my direction, and my program to do this. Think about that. Every one of us has the opportunity to take our dream, to take our vision that lies deep within us, our relationship between ourself and our absolute beingness, and to start sharing that outwardly. It's a philosophy, it's a concept, it is a condition that demands of each of us a great deal of spiritual illumination, because it isn't something that we can just say pragmatically that this is so. We cannot just say that this is the law of cause and effect in action, because absolute reaches beyond the law of cause and effect. The absolute is all of the effects. There is no cause that is already in existence. See, this is a concept that we haven't considered too often. All that is, or ever will be, or ever was, exists right now, and has existed, and will exist, and cannot do anything but exist. The purpose of humanity is to reveal that it does exist, to demonstrate that it does exist, and to enjoy its existence. I, as a philosopher, have no will to believe. You don't will to believe anything. You don't want to believe it. It is so. And so as we open up our inner awareness to the fact that it is so, as we open up our inner awareness to the reality that all things do exist right now, and we are merely revealing them in one way or another that is quite beautiful. Now, ask yourself many times every day what you are revealing. I tell children as they go to school, they're not going to school to learn anything. They're going to school to reveal that they already know it. Because as mathematics becomes simple for them, they say, ah, yes, I know that, I know that. They always knew it, but they didn't know they knew it. And really, if our schools could teach children that they already know everything, then the children would know everything because they already know it, and they wouldn't spend a lot of time memorizing things that they already know, trying to make themselves believe that they don't know it. Yeah, it's a silly thing, isn't it? But it's one of those things that it's quite important. It's quite important from the point of view that we each believe that we are here to learn, that we are here to work on understanding our universe. We're here to try to figure out what the values are for things in life. We're here to open up the doorways to the infinite knowledge of the universe, that it might be revealed in us. Revealed is a good word. That it might be made known to us. You see, It's as though something on the outside were bringing this information into our being. While in fact, the information always did, always will, and always and does now exist within us, and that will never change. Now, we may think of it as a evolving type of information, something that yesterday was the thought of a submarine, today is a submarine, and tomorrow will be perhaps a thought floating under the sea in which we experience what is the sea is like without having a submarine or without having any a diving bell or anything. No. You say, yeah, that's a beautiful pipe dream, but it can never happen because thoughts don't work that way. That's just the way thoughts do work. That's just the way thoughts do work. They start from a premise and then they work outward from that premise. It's just the way you and I work. We start from a concept, and from that concept we reveal that we already know everything about the concept. We already know whatever the concept is to be, and the concept is complete in us. Kind of nice, isn't it? This is what we really are. This is our divinity. This is our reality. This is everything about us. Kind of interesting, isn't it? We've never thought of that in quite that way, perhaps. But a master does. A genius does. Einstein thought that way. Edison thought that way. They continually looked within their inner self, and they were told by physics and science that certain things would not work. And they had to go beyond those things that did not work and go to those things that did work. And when they found the things that did work, then they also found that the things that did not work were not working because they were not working them. They found that the light within a bulb would burn and glow, but the type of gas that was in the bulb had a great deal of indication of how long that bulb would burn. And the type of filament that was put in there was a great deal of indication how bright it would be and how long. How long the filament would remain heated to the white hot light that it gave without bursting in two. You see, they knew all these things. And they knew exactly how to do it. There was no question. We don't hear a lot of talk about all the little details of a light bulb. All we hear about is just that the gas and the glass and the filament itself. But there are many other aspects of it. And these Edison just let be revealed to him, as the other inventors of the light bulb did, all about the same time. And the idea of flight that the Wright brothers demonstrated. There were men in Europe and in China, around the world, who were demonstrating it at the same time, and who had demonstrated it even before that. And they were revealing these things in beautiful and wonderful ways. They hadn't just yet made it as perfect as it could be to accomplish what they wanted. And today, we have some planes that are so light that anyone can lift them up, and they fly virtually around the world on almost no gas because they use the lift of the wind because they're so light and they fly so beautifully. I am a philosopher and I have no will to believe. I just know. I, as a philosopher, live in the awareness of my absolute self. I know the source is within me, as me, through me, of whatever exists. And I joyously share it cogently with all the world. And as I share it, newer and more exciting thoughts are revealed to me, and I know all things. Have a great day of the revealing the excitement of life through you. I love you. I love you. I love you.